HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
This weekend in Black College football, the top team in the land, the Grambling State Tigers, continue their winning ways with a 50-24 domination of Texas Southern and improved to 7-1 on the season. Now, GSU is number one on most, if not all, of the Black College football polls covering HBCU football. And senior quarterback Devontae Kincaid closed out his last home game, scoring 4 touchdowns, 3 in the air, and 1 with the power of his own legs. He connected with 8 different receivers and passed for a season-high 347 yards, connecting on 21 of his passes. Coach Broderick Fobbs' G-men are number one on the Urban Media Today Black College football poll. And Coach Fobbs says that rankings really have their time and place.
Well, I mean, it's important because, you know, it's good for television. It's good for, you know, for getting people to talk. It's good for fans. And I think it's good for the media. That's all great. But for us, you know, our focus is about playing a certain way, executing a certain way, and continuing to keep the same mindset. That's really what our entire focus is about. So it is relevant. I wouldn't call it rat poison because it is relevant for our game. It affects, you know, the amount of financial things that we're able to receive and things of that nature. But as far as for the team, it can be a detriment to your team if your focus is primarily, you know, looking at, you know, the ratings. You know, our focus is always on the opponent.
Coach, I know rankings don't help on the field. So what's the focus of your players that helps them become so successful?
Well, I think there's two focus periods. I think, you know, at this time of year, the mindset of the team on the opponent and playing the game the right way. And then after the season, you know, if you're able to finish the season a certain way, then you use the ratings, you know, when it comes to recruiting. So, you know, ratings don't help you when it comes to winning football games. Also in the offseason, you know, ratings do help you when it comes to, you know, recruiting. So we just try to put everything in its proper place and in its proper perspective. And at this time, it doesn't matter. And I mean, that's not something we're focused on.
I understand, Coach. So let me ask you another question that may involve a different type of attention that may force you to talk to your players. Last weekend was homecoming weekend for your Tigers, and the homecoming celebration during that week was marred by the shooting death of 2 students. Meanwhile, in Norfolk, Virginia, there was another shooting that involved 1 former football player and a football player who was killed Friday before the game. So how do you as a coach help your players deal with such life situations and remain focused on playing football?
One thing about myself, you know, football is such a small part of life and what's important. And I'm not saying athletics and sports in general is not important, because it is. But when we're talking about lives, I mean, it really doesn't matter. But I'm always teaching lessons, you know, and the best way to teach lessons is from experiences, whether they happen to that particular person or whether they happen outside of your particular family. So, you know, the focus has always been about teaching, you know, from our perspective, you know, the mistakes that were made, the things that were done, and what you should do, you know, when, you know, your conscience tells you not to go somewhere or not to do something. So that's something that we've addressed at the beginning of the season, and they were able to watch a video about it. But then here it came and hit us right in the face. So we kind of talked about it. We addressed it. And more so, I talked to them about their lives and what's important as far as where they should be and where they shouldn't be and what they should do and what they should not do. Because at the end of the day, you know, even though you're the head of the operation, you can't be with them 24/7. So they have to be taught how to make smart decisions. And basically, that's all you can do, you know, is pray about it and make sure that they're making smart decisions and continue to teach and lead.
I respect and appreciate that answer, Coach. By the way, our prayers go out to the families of the individuals involved in the unfortunate incidents in Western Louisiana and in Norfolk, Virginia. So, Coach Fobbs, before I let you go, your Tigers will face Coach Monty Coleman and his Golden Lions of Arkansas Pine Bluff in Arkansas this weekend. And I have to mention, Coach Coleman's black and gold have been finishing strong in their games, despite their record of only 2 wins against 6 losses.
Every team reflects their head coach. And, you know, I've always thought the world of Coach Coleman, not only as a football coach, but as a person. just from meeting him, you would know that his team is going to finish strong because he's the type of person that's going to finish strong. So I expect that anyway.
Thanks, Coach, and good luck this weekend. Coach Fobbs and his Tigers have not lost a conference game in three straight seasons, and as of now, they are 6-0 in the Southwestern Athletic Conference and are the defending Black College National Champions, and they have a one-game lead over arch-rival Southern in the SWAC West Division. By the way, Coach Dawson Odoms and his Jags have 5 wins against 3 losses, and they have yet to crack the UMT Top 10 Black College Football poll. But with their latest 47-40 win over Coach Coleman and the Golden Lions, they've placed those in the top 10 on notice that they are waiting in the wings if anyone should slip. Southern University QB Austin Howard was named the Conference Offensive Player of the Week. He's coming off a game where he completed 22 passes for 338 yards, and he connected for 5 touchdowns, leading the Jags to an offensive output of 586 total yards of offense. This weekend, Southern hosts Prairie View, and Coach Odom says Howard is improving every week.
Try to do a good job of allowing him to play, even though he wasn't 100%, and really playing the backup just as much, and really getting him a chance to get healthy and get us off to a good start, and hopefully he's able to not have to finish football games in. We've been very fortunate and with that plan and been able to execute that plan. So he's healthy, he's playing well, and he's at probably 97-98%, and each week he's getting better. He's looking like the Austin Howard we expect him to be at the start of the season.
Okay, Coach, so that takes care of the offense. Now, you and Coach Willie Simmons of Prairie View A&M are good friends. What are you expecting in the game against the 3-win-4-loss Panthers?
Coach Simmons is going to do a great job. I mean, he's done a great job since he's been there. You know, we talk all the time in the offseason. You know, I consider him a friend in the profession, and you know, we're very competitive, so we both like to get our teams prepared for this football game. We want to beat him just as bad as he want to beat us. But I think the past you had so many high-scoring football games is because both teams have been so explosive offensively, and that's the case this year. You know, I think, again, whichever defense shows up is the one going to have probably the better chance to win the football game, and then it's going to come down to special teams. You know, I think the offenses are going to be productive. You know, it's hard to prepare for us offensively because we have so many guys that can touch the football. And, you know, we do a great job of putting those guys in position, and we're going to test you mentally on the defense. And they offense does the same thing. They test you mentally with shields, motions. You know, you got to make some adjustments. You got to have communication. You got to get lined up. They go tempo you. You know, so it's a lot of factors going on, and whichever defense settles down and play, you know, well from start to finish, that's the team probably going to win the football game, and then special teams going to be the deciding factor. But we have very much respect for their football program. He's done a great job since he's been there, and it's this game is at home, and we play pretty good at home, so we're looking for the challenge that they're going to present.
That's Southern hosting Prairie View A&M this weekend. Other conference games feature Alabama State, who's coming off their second win of the season after defeating Alabama A&M in the 76th Magic City Classic, 21-16. This weekend, Coach Donald Hill Ealy and his Hornets are out to sting Jackson State, who's coming off their first win of the season, 24-5 over Mississippi Valley State. More SWAC action as Coach Rick Comegys Delta Devils of Mississippi Valley State taking on Texas Southern, an 8th-ranked Alcorn State, hosting Alabama A&M. Moving back to the top 10, the North Carolina A&T Aggies, who are still one of only 3 HBCUs who are undefeated, had the week off. And Coach Rod Broadway's Aggies will make a trip to Norfolk to battle the Spartans of Norfolk State, who were beaten 27-9 by Savannah State last weekend. The Spartan family is actually dealing with the loss of the second football player this year, who passed away from circumstances outside of the realm of football. So the battle will be a tough one for the Spartans, as the number one team in the MEAC rolls into town. The Aggies, by the way, are the number two team on the Urban Media Today Black College Football poll. Staying in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, there's a battle raging just waiting for the Aggies of A&T to misstep. 3 teams with only 1 conference loss are licking their chops and hoping for Coach Rod Broadway and his Aggies to lose their rhythm. North Carolina Central devoured Delaware State last weekend 42-14 and set their sights on Hampton this weekend. Coach Connell Maynard's Pirates suffered their first loss of the conference last weekend to Bethune-Cookman 24-21. And they know this game against Coach Jerry Mack and his Eagles can be, excuse the expression, a game changer. North Carolina Central, by the way, is ranked 5th on our Urban Media Today Black College Football poll, and Hampton is ranked 10th. And then there's the third team in the MEAC with only one loss in conference, and that is the 6th-seeded Bison of Howard University, who pulled off a 28-20 win over South Carolina State last weekend. Their first win over the Bulldogs since Coach Buddy Pough took over in his first year at the helm in Orangeburg, and that was way back in 2002. This weekend, Coach Mike London will take his go-go offense, supported by his Buffalo Soldier defense, on another trip to the South to battle the Rattlers of Florida A&M. Coach Alex Wood and his Rattlers have plenty of bite left, despite their now 3-6 record, which they displayed last week in their 34-31 win over Morgan State, as quarterback Ryan Stanley and running back Devin Bowers got help on offense from two freshmen, and those were redshirt freshman running back Ricky Henrellis and redshirt freshman wide receiver Chad Hunter.
Starting with Chad, you know, he's shown the ability to make plays, and we're really pleased and happy with that. And, you know, he's a local talent. He played at Rickards High School right here in Leon County, and in Tallahassee, actually. But so we're excited about him, about his future, and the way he's developing, and the way he's taking coaching, and the way he plays. I mean, Ricky, again, he's a Lincoln High School graduate from right here in Tallahassee, and you know, we're happy that with his development and the way he's playing. Just want him to continue that, remain consistent. Always be ball conscious of security, and then continue to make plays. They're fun and exciting to watch.
A loss by Central, Hampton, or Howard would most likely put any one of those three teams out of the race for the MEAC crown. And if and only if North Carolina A&T should lose, the Aggies may have to lose twice in the last three games to miss out on finishing at the top of the conference mountain. In other MEAC conference action, it looks like every team in the North is heading south, as Bethune-Cookman will host Morgan State, and Delaware State pays a visit to Savannah State. Now let's take a look at more Urban Media Today Black College Football Top 10 action. The third-ranked Trojans of Virginia State, who have not lost a game in 8 outings, shook off the Hawks of Chauwan last weekend 26-23, and will put their perfect record on the line this weekend against arch-rival Virginia Union in a battle of the Union and the State. The Panthers have lost 3 games this season, and a loss could knock them out of the Division II playoffs. The Union needs a victory in the last game of the regular season. Last weekend, they beat Elizabeth City State 37-21 and moved to 9th in the Division II Super Region II playoff picture. For the Vikings of ECSU, things do not get any easier, as their next opponent is Urban Media Today 4th-ranked 8-1 Bulldogs of Bowie State, who are fresh off a dominating, and get this, 86-14 win over Lincoln of PA. And BSU looks like they will make the D2 playoffs. They currently hold down the 5th spot and the 8 spots available in the Super 2 region. Speaking of the D2 playoffs, this is the final week of the regular season, and with Albany State losing to Benedict 17-12 last weekend, that knocked the Golden Rams out of the top 10 in a situation where only 8 teams advance. As of right now, Virginia State holds on to the 3rd spot with one more game to play after this weekend against Shaw. As I mentioned, Bowie State is the 5th seed, and Miles College, who beat Clark Atlanta last weekend, is holding down the 8th and final playoff spot. The Union is currently 9th, and hoping for a shakeup this weekend to get into the 8th position and make it back to the D2 playoffs for the first time since 2015. Meanwhile, staying in the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, Shaw will host St. Augustine for the Bears' homecoming. Shaw lost last weekend to Winston-Salem State, and St. Aug is fresh off a 24-0 win over Johnson C. Smith, a victory that left head coach Tim Chavis appreciative of the work being done by all.
Feels good, man. These kids practice hard. My coaches, they practice hard. They're a great group of guys that get these guys prepared every week, watch film. And like I said, you know, I got to give a credit to my coaching staff and getting these guys prepared and the kids believing in our system.
Moving on in the SIAC, the Golden Tigers of Tuskegee clawed their way into the 9th spot in our Urban Media Today Top 10 Black College Football poll with their 7th win of the year, 45-0 over Central State. And Miles College is just on the cusp of making an appearance after winning their 6th game of the year. 38-17 over Clark Atlanta. This weekend, the Golden Tigers and Golden Bears will square off in Tuskegee, Alabama, with the SIAC Western Division crown on the line. Meanwhile, Clark Atlanta, fresh off their loss to Miles, will take on Morehouse. The Maroon Tigers of the House were rocked last weekend by the Wildcats of Fort Valley State, 52-7. This weekend, those same ravenous Wildcats will be out to feast on some Golden Rams as Albany State comes to Columbus, Georgia, licking their wounds after their loss to Benedict. Lane hosts Central State, and Benedict will host Kentucky State. And finally, taking a look at HBCU Independence. Did you hear that? That sounds like the roar of the Langston Lions, who improved to 8-0 with the win over Central State's Football League foe Panhandle State, 27-14. The Lions move up to the 7th spot on our Urban Media Today Black College Football poll. And this weekend, they will place their perfect record on the line against the number 2 team in the CSFL, Southwestern Assembly of God University, who only has one loss this season. They are also ranked 16th on the NAIA coaches poll, while the Lions of Langston remain at that number 8 spot with only 2 games left in the regular season. Tennessee State lost their 4th game of the year, 30-26 to Tennessee Tech. This weekend, the Dragons of Virginia University of Lynchburg will visit Nashville. Meanwhile, Lincoln of Missouri, who lost to McKendree at 36-12, will look to snap a 6-game losing streak as the Blue Tigers take on William Jewell. Cheney, who lost to Millersville 59-7, is looking to end an 8-game losing streak as the Wolves pay a visit to Kutztown to face the Bears. Texas College takes on Oklahoma Panhandle State after losing to Arizona Christian 56-0. And West Virginia State looks to rebound from their 34-27 loss to Fairmont State with a battle against Urbana. Check back for this weekend's results and make sure you check the Urban Media Today website Monday for an update on the Urban Media Today Black College Football poll. And there you have it, a complete coverage of HBCU action. Yep, I just scored another touchdown.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.